Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're all discussing our varying love for different reasons of Bruce Campbell because of Evil Dead. And T is such a super fan. We were talking about this earlier, that he almost ruined my love of Army of Darkness. Because I couldn't deal with the level of geekery.
Well, I have to stay away from him because, you know, not only do I have a love of Bruce Campbell, sure, but I have a love of Elvis.
Right.
And Boba Hopetap is
Hail the
one.
King.
I mean,
Hail the
one,
King.
And I'm like, please stay away from this, T.
Yeah, but then he does this thing. What are you doing?
Nothing.
He's on his phone all of a sudden.
He's probably on his own personal fan club website.
It's 2015. This year, I got to meet Bruce at Comic-Con. Because Brody dressed him up.
Yeah, but that's a terrible job.
That's not a terrible job. He's part of the selected.
No, he doesn't look a thing like him.
Well,
sorry.
Don't worry.
Whoever made that costume is really big disservice to Bruce.
He's wearing a red suit right there with the
blue. Bruce remembers from the case.
Oh, my God, Bruce. I already apologize.
Born June 22nd in Royal Oak, Michigan. He began acting as a teenager, making short Super 8 movies. But in 1981, he took his place in pop culture history as the star of the horror classic, The Evil Dead. He's gone on to build a career as the king of the B-movie actors in such films as Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, Maniac Cop, Dark Man, Bubba Hotep, and many more. As well as such films as Spider-Man and Sky High, and such series as Burn Notice. And on November 19th, he's back in theaters and on demand in the new film, Black Friday. Please welcome Bruce Campbell.
Mr. Bruce Campbell, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. Hey, listen, I just want to say before we begin, I'm so sorry to hear about T-Bone.
No, man.
All of it.
Haven't you ever had a friend?
I was not aware that he was let go. I thought you guys were pretty tight. Or did I hear something wrong?
Yes, no, he is still here, and he is still your biggest super fan of all time.
Okay.
It's just...
Okay, I just wasn't sure because you know how the internets are.
Right. Yes. Hey, you... With this new movie, I'm very excited. The trailer got me completely ready for it. November 19th, Black Friday comes out, and it's what you do best. It's a great, let's kill them all, ridiculous, over-the-top movie. And that is what makes everybody love you. That's what the super fan starts.
Well, that's what appealed to me. You know, horror comes in many shades, and some can be very grim. And when I read this, I thought, okay, this is not only has little flashes of humor, it has pretty good characters. They're pretty well drawn, and there's actually some sociological elements in the movie, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, well, and you've got clearly that great left of center weirdo sense of humor that we all have. That, like, you know, it's kind of like drugs. Like, when you first do them, a little bit gets you there, and then after a while, it takes a lot more to get you there. That's what I kind of think. Like
drugs? I don't know what you're.
Of course
you're
not.
Referring to.
It's something I read in a magazine. I don't personally know either. I'm a, you know.
Okay. All right.
But
ask your uncle. Your uncle might.
So let's lay this out for if somebody is not a fan yet, they don't know yet about Black Friday, Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
A group of disgruntled toy store workers show up at midnight for work. But the alien parasite they don't know that crashes to Earth, it wreaks havoc. It causes, and hence the movie starts.
Yeah, Black Friday will never be the same after this movie. It'll either increase sales or decrease them, depending on whether it shocks people into thinking that maybe I shouldn't go shopping on Black Friday.
No.
It takes place in a kind of a loser Toys R Us store. And I, of course, play the loser idiot manager. And I want you to know something. I grew a special manager mustache just for this role. This is not. I didn't just take this off the shelf, this performance. This is a custom performance. So I wore a bow tie and I grew a mustache.
Now,
so,
the style, you know, it's everything. But I'm not telling you anything. But, you know, is it a D-broom? Is it a molestache? Is it Selleck style? Is it porn style? Is it thin and wispy like, you know, John Waters? You know, there's so many different feels.
That's right. And you'll just have to come and see for yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I can tell you that I still refer to shotguns I own as boomsticks.
It's funny that there was it's not funny, but of course we heard about the whole gun accident on set.
Yeah.
And it's funny, the last, when Ash vs. Evil Dead came along, the character Ash has a boomstick, and he uses it all the time. And I remember sending a memo out, and I'm glad I did, that said, hey, as long as this TV show is being filmed, we're not going to use any kind of combustible component. This is all going to be digital.
That's right.
And we're just going to live with that. And that was, we did all three seasons without any combustible component. And I have to say, for the sake of safety, you can't beat it. And digitally, you can put in the most beautiful blue flame, whatever length you want.
Yes.
We put in a howitzer cannon sound, and you got yourself a boomstick, baby.
Yeah, yes. And it is very sad, that story. But that was my first thing. Being a guy who enjoys shooting at targets and stuff, the idea that you would have any live ammo on a set, you just go, why would you? Why? Why would there be anything, just to your point, why would there be something combustible where people...
Well, I did a TV show called The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
That's right.
They would hand me my six-shooter and say to me, okay, you got six dummies in there, meaning they're six shells that won't fire. I go, thank you very much. And I pointed to the ground, and I go, click, 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 click.
Yep.
And then I'm like, okay, there, now I'm good.
All right. I hope that you...
you bet.
I hope this movie's huge. I hope that you come through Kansas City, maybe at a Comic-Con or a Crypticon, and we get a chance to really spend some time instead of a nine-minute interview segment. We're all genuinely huge fans, Bruce.
Well, right on. I appreciate that. And please give my regards to T-Bone, and hopefully that rash will clear up.
Hi, Bruce. I just want to say hi, and also I'm looking forward to the next the Evil Dead stuff. Are you going to, now the Evil Dead's being shot overseas? Are you going to be in it by chance? Or?
No, just producing it. So it'll just be an amazing movie. That's all.
Okay. I apologize.
God,
thank you,
patient man.
And now we go. He's the great. The greatest. His name
is Bruce. Yeah.
Stay right there. Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.